Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is fourth and goal. This is the game right here. This is it. Win it or lose it, right here. Hurts in the gun. Hang on. Deep breath. Hurts back. Hurts looks. Hurts fires. Complete. Touchdown. They take Smitty. The lead. Smith.
Smitty.
It's Smith. Devontae Smith.
Smitty.
Into the end zone. They take the lead.
Great moment. Of course, the game was most definitely not over at that point, but the Eagles hung on as Jordan Davis leapt high and the kicker kicked low, and all good things as the Eagles pull it out yesterday. Hey, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. We haven't talked much Phils today. We'll do it more as we move through the week, and certainly back end of next week, a ton, because the Phillies will almost definitely begin the playoffs on Saturday, October the 4th. So they're not the one seed. They're not the three seed. Could still be, but unlikely to be. They're going to be the two seed. And we'll know that officially in a matter of about two or three days.
Joe,
yes, sir.
Can I say something right quick?
Please do.
You remember last year when I got into it with somebody because I said Philly fans are ungrateful?
I do.
Yes, that would be me.
When I'm listening to that, like there's this sense of gratefulness that this football team is doing what it's doing right now.
Of course.
Because it hasn't always been this way.
Indeed.
You know, and it's just, it feels good to know that you have a team that's going to be competitive, not only every single week, but in the postseason.
Totally.
And that call by Merrill, good gosh.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just
got chills, man. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, because he had a lot of great calls in your round. We're going to play the montage, Merrill montage, in a moment. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Hurry to Armin Chevrolet, the $7,500 federal EV tax credit ends September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive. Poll question, are you annoyed with Nick Castellanos for what he said post-game Friday night? John, unbelievable to me, 53% are not.
You're kidding.
Seltzer, explain
They're
to me
wrong.
How someone's not annoyed.
So there was a contingent of people who felt the reporters should not have asked the questions because of his 250th home run. And
oh, Joe,
blah,
you
blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, I'm
all
serious.
All day long on
Dude,
Saturday,
yeah, it was a thing.
Unbelievable.
It was a thing, and it's ridiculous. But that I'm guessing that's part of that.
Yeah, I guess. And I know sometimes, I will say this, because this does happen, and I heard it happen that night. Athlete will answer like the prime question, and then a different reporter comes up to the scrum and he answers it again, and then another guy comes up and he answers it again, and John and Seth would know how that happens sometimes. Well, more Seth than John, because reporters kind of hovered around Seth Joyner's locker room a little bit more than John Rich's locker room.
Well, you know, but people,
that can be annoying.
People who live in glass houses can't throw stones at Joe. So you know, so when I saw that, because I was watching the game, you know,
I mean, he stunk this year. Take ownership.
Yeah, but I can understand his frustration because, you know what? You know, as a pro athlete, there's this arrogant side to you that you feel like at any moment in time you're going to turn it around. And if you've had – and baseball is such a long season that, yeah, he hasn't been that good at all between July and August. But you hit a 3-run home run in that game at the end of that game. As in a pinch-hitting situation.
And it's your 250.
Yeah, you know, you're going to poke your chest out a little bit and say, hey, I should be playing more. That's just the humanistic side and the athlete side of it, John. I can understand it, But then I can also see the other side where it's like, you know, don't mess up the chemistry here.
Yeah,
we're about to do something real right. good.
Especially when
he's harming the team's chances.
And he's the only guy, other than, I guess, Kepler, that you hear any concept that, like, Rob Thompson's not, you know, on the up and up with keeping it real with communication. I mean, and it happens to be the two guys who are two of the worst Phillies this year. I mean, come on.
Joe, the question is, in defense of Topper, has he communicated via text message all year, or has that just started happening?
Well, I don't know the answer to this, but I will say this. I think there's been communication alone from Rob Thompson just based on, hey, Nick Castellanos, these 10 games, your ass is going to be on the bench for 7 of the 10. That's a form of communication. I'm sure he sat down and talked to him. Look, was I in the room? No. Do I think Rob Thompson did not talk to Nick Castellanos? Of course not.
No, he's saying,
you know,
but he was saying that, I'm going about my day on game day, okay? And all of a sudden I get a text that I'm not in the lineup. Well, my question is that his mode of communication all the time? Or has that just began to happen? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I don't know the answer to that. I
would have a problem.
I find
with
it hard to believe that's the case.
Well, it could be. But it's also as simple as this. Hey, Nick, if there's a right-handed pitcher, you're not playing tonight. So you'll know it 4 days in advance based on who the right-handed pitcher is going to be on Wednesday. So just be ready. All right. That's my opinion.
It's kind of simple.
It's really not that complicated.
You've been around baseball a while.
All right. Seth, we got a few things to do here, so let's try to rattle through them. Bernie Parent, you know him. You and I were with him 2 weeks ago at the Darren Dalton Foundation event in Maryland. What a guy.
You know what? Every time I saw him, he greeted me with a smile and addressed me as young man.
Mm.
I mean, and even 2 weeks ago when we saw him, Joe, just like vibrant, full of life, you know, with that smile every time you see him. And we were talking, and I told him how old I was, you know, and for the first time, he called me old man.
Well, he still had that sense of humor.
Absolutely.
2 weeks ago, his personality was absolutely the same.
Unbelievable.
Totally the same.
I mean, I guess that's why the shock is so massive, you know, especially for us. And, you know, obviously the Philadelphia sports world is stunned, but to have seen him and been with him just 2 weeks ago, and then you find out yesterday morning that he's gone. I'm like, what? That doesn't even sound right.
I know. It was announced that he paid.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Passed away in his sleep.
Well, I guess if you got to go, that's the most peaceful way to go.
I suppose so. Yeah. But listen, God bless them, the Flyers fans, Flyers alumni. That's a very close-knit group, very close. And, I mean, it's a devastating time for those guys, obviously. Of course, with the Flyers home opener, I suppose with their first preseason game, but especially with the home opener, I'm sure they'll have some tremendous tribute. It's a big, big loss in Philadelphia sports, both for what he did as a player, but also who he was as a person. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's listen to how it went down yesterday with the game. It was an all-time regular season game. That's saying something, because this thing looked like a freaking fiasco for two quarters in a minute. Let's listen as Merrill and Mike had the calls.
We're gonna need a month.
It's home sweet home for the Eagles, Lincoln Financial Field, where they've won 11 straight games. Today they will be challenged to keep it going by the also 2-0 Los Angeles Rams. Back goes Stafford. He's going deep. He wants Adams. He's got him for a touchdown. 44 yards. Stafford to Devontae Adams. Back goes Hurts. Here comes the rush. They've got him. McCullough coming in on Hurts, and he didn't have a prayer. Pass comes out in the flat. Williams is going to dance it in. Automatic. Timeout on the field with the score. 26-7. Rams. He's going deep down the far side of the field, and it is caught. A.J. Brown down near the 30.
That's where you need to go with the football.
Hurts steps up again. He is firing. It's caught. It's a touchdown for Dallas Goedert.
That's what the offense should look like. Now we're clicking.
Back goes Hurts. He's going for Brown. Touchdown! Inside the white pylon.
You've got A.J. Brown out there. He's in a one-on-one. That's a winning situation.
It's fourth down and one. Can they stop him? Tight formation. Nobody split. Down the cool in motion. Handoff goes to Williams, and they shut him down! They stop him in his tracks! This is another short one, 36 yards. Here it is. Ball is spotted. The kick is blocked! It's blocked! And it's bouncing around in the Eagles' helmet. They blocked the kick! It is fourth and goal. This is the game right here. Hurts looks. Hurts fires. Complete! Touchdown! They take Smitty. The lead, Smith!
Smitty!
It's Smith! Devontae Smith!
Smitty.
Into the end zone, they take the lead! Eagles are going for two. They lead 27-26. These 2 points are important because otherwise the Rams can march down and beat them with a field goal. Here's Hurts. Back again, he fires, it is incomplete. Intended for Devontae Smith, so we will have to breathe a little heavier. Hold your breath. They blocked them the last time. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked!
Again.
It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! George Davis!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked them again!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked them again! Have you ever seen anything like this?
Do you believe in miracles?
The Rams are standing silent. They can't believe what just happened to them. Successive field goal blocks win it for the Eagles. What a great, great game. What a great, great comeback. And the final score is 33-26.
Well, just an incredible win. And Seth, I'll tell you this. With Seth Joyner in studio here, the game it reminded me a little bit of was actually when you guys beat Washington in 89. With that crazy comeback, you're down 20-0. You know the deal. You guys come all the way back. You didn't win on a blocked field goal at the end of the game, but you know, I mean,
the Wes Hopkins fumble recovery.
Yep. Gerald Riggs, 221 yards, but he had the fumble, and you know, it just felt like it wasn't going to happen, and then it did, and it was amazing. Let's listen to Jalen Hurts after the game. He's talking to Pam Oliver from Fox.
What are you going to take away from a victory like today?
Man, regardless, it's always good to get a win. It's always good to get a win. And if that doesn't show you what type of team we are, I don't know what does. Now, we completely did that to ourselves in the first half. Completely. We absolutely completely did that to ourselves. And that's something we gotta fix. It's as simple as that. It's unacceptable.
It's like you guys said later for this. Whatever happened in that first half, forget about it. Let's go and show who we are.
We play so many styles of football. We're in that first half. We got to get out of this plan not to lose. We got to come out aggressive and play our game. You saw our game in the second half.
What about Big Boy with the block and chugging down the field?
I knew he was going to block it. I knew he was going to block it. I just knew he was going to block it. That's just a great effort, man. Great effort by everybody. It was frustrating. It was challenging, but it was gritty. And everybody got together and made plays when we needed to. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. But we will fix the things that we need to fix.
I believe you. Thank you so much.
All right, tremendous right there.
The most human I've ever heard him
sound.
The most excited, like genuinely excited. He is normally holding back a little bit. You know, he really is so controlled because he thinks everything through. I really believe he contemplates how will this affect my teammates.
Yeah.
Like every single thing he says.
I think he's evolving.
Yeah.
In his interviewing process, but something that he said, you know, I think a lot of we missed.
It's unacceptable.
No, he
said, that was strong.
He said we've got to get out of this plan.
I'm with you, Seth.
I agree with you.
I'm with you.
We're gonna be talking about that
too
a lot more tomorrow.
But
because Jalen and AJ both post game said some very interesting things.
Similar things.
That should be about the rest of the season.
But you have to understand the genesis of how we got to where we were.
Yeah.
Okay. After the 2023 season, he had 15 interceptions, 6 lost fumbles. They come out against the Green Bay Packers. The first two series, he goes interception, fumble, and the defense holds for 6 points.
Yep.
Okay? He kind of fumbled and stumbled his way to the bye. And then they came out and basically they put him on a 20 to 22 passes per game pitch count and handed the reins over to Saquon Barkley. And they've been operating in that mode until they got to the Super Bowl, and they had to unleash him and let him play. And what we saw through the first 2 weeks and a quarter and half, the first two games and the first half of yesterday, is they were trying to operate as business as usual. And when they unleashed him in the second half, he threw one or two balls that should have been intercepted. But, man, did you unleash the Kraken yesterday in the second half when you let him go and let him do his thing.
Yeah.
And basically what he's saying is y'all need to take these training wheels off of me and let me do what I got to do. It might come with some added turnovers, but the benefits outweigh us trying to play not to lose a game.
Love it. That's Seth on Jalen. I agree with so much of that. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Win is win, baby. Win is win. Jimmy, I told you Jordan Davis was going to be a breakout year, and this is it. Block the punt, grab for a touchdown, fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, I didn't believe it on Jordan Davis, and I was flat out wrong.
Got the game on the dadgum line at the end with a field goal coming up, and Jordan Davis with the block, scoop, and score. Go!
Seth's loving it. That was great.
That's unbelievable.
Defense says the game, no. Special teams is the game for us, baby. Oh, my gosh, look at these Eagles. Look at Jalen Hurts have a good game despite stinking in the beginning. Defense saves the game. Special teams saves the game. This Eagles team is awesome.
Yeah, they are. They're a great team.
Bernie Perron. How much did he love Philadelphia? Well, people forget he was the first NHL player to jump to the WHA, and he played for the Philadelphia Blazers the 73-73 season. I got a chance to watch him play against the Quebec Nordiques. It was awesome. What a privilege. Is he going to be missed?
Well, he's going to be missed dramatically. It's a huge loss. He was a great man. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Look, a lot of ways to pay tribute to Bernie, but one of the best, maybe the best, is to play this audio.
15 seconds left in the game. 10 seconds. Morris goes to down the ice. Clark makes the save. Ladies and gentlemen, the Flyers are going to win the Stanley Cup! The Flyers win the Stanley Cup! The Flyers win the Stanley Cup! The Flyers have won the Stanley Cup!
Unbelievable. You know, John, you'll remember, we got a chance to talk to Bernie.
Listen to the roar. Oh. Of that crowd.
I know, man. So we talked to Bernie on his birthday on our show a couple months ago about that moment. We'll play that audio tomorrow. There was so much going on here today, but tomorrow we'll continue to pay tribute to Bernie because, you know, we interviewed him a few months ago on his 80th birthday, and we look forward to playing that audio tomorrow. All right. Everyone have a wonderful rest of the day. Seth, this is one of those times I look at you and say, man, I wish we had more than an hour.
Oh, absolutely.
Holy mackerel, absolutely. My man. I mean, Bottle it up, Seth.
I got to figure out, you know, I really want to talk about Jordan Davis, and I want to admit that I was wrong about Jordan Davis.
Yeah, me too, all three of us.
The only thing I was right about is when they drafted him, I said they've got to get him down to about 220 to 230. 3:30 to 3:20 to 3:30 in order for him to be effective.
Yeah.
And now that he's motivated, I don't know and don't care what he's motivated by, whether it's the money because his contract is up or he's genuinely motivated to be great.
Yeah.
We got something special with these two tackles on the inside.
And he's going to make a lot of money playing like this. He's going to make a lot of money. Everyone have a great rest of the day. God bless Bernie Perron and the Flyers. We'll talk more about the Eagles tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.